Four kids were watching their parents get ready for the evening meal. The dad was cooking some lamb over an open fire, and the mom was making some bread, but it was a bread that was kind of more like crackers than soft bread. It was stuff she made when she was in a hurry and didn't have a lot of time. And the grandma was folding up clothes and rolling them into bundles. The kids went up and down the street, running in and out of their neighbors' houses as they were used to doing, and they noticed that in every single house, the exact same meal was being prepared, and the same sorts of activities were going on. They thought it was a little odd, and they noticed that the adults were extremely serious and quiet as they went about their work that evening. When these kids got back to their own house, their mother said to them, "Tonight I would like you to sleep in your clothes." And the father said, "Keep your sandals close by. Put them right next to your bed." They sat down and ate their meal, and there really wasn't much laughter or happy chatter the way there usually was. And as the meal ended and the sky got dark and the stars came out, there wasn't any singing or storytelling as sometimes happened. And the kids actually got sent to bed kind of early. So they went to sleep. And in the middle of the night, their grandmother came and shook them awake. And she said, "Here, each of you take a bundle, put on your shoes, come with me." And they went outside, and their parents took them by the hand. And suddenly they were part of this whole crowd of people, all walking quickly in the same direction. And the kids said, "What's happening? Where are we going?" And the parents said, "Shh, Moses has sent word. Tonight's the night we're leaving Egypt. We're going to get away from this cruel Pharaoh. We're not going to be slaves here anymore. But we have to go quietly and quickly and pray that God will protect us." And the kids didn't really have any time to say goodbye to their old house, but they looked around and saw that all of their friends and all of their neighbors were coming alongside them. And they could tell by the way the crowd was murmuring and whispering that everybody was really excited and hopeful. And they pictured Moses out in front of their big crowd of people leading the way, and they themselves started to get excited and hopeful too. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for keeping Moses safe when he was a little baby, for helping him to grow up strong and interested in working for justice. We thank you for making it possible for him to lead his people to freedom. And we trust that you are leading us where we need to go as well. We give you thanks today. Amen.